Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we will feature another three Motown artists who left a Motown record label and then had a top 40 hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Four Tops, The Temptations, Mary Wells, and Martha the Vandellas. All coming up in the next half hour. First up, Diana Ross on the RCA record label, right here on Motown Memories.
Cause we got the right foundation.
song by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together from 1968, reaching number 7, You're All I Need to Get By. And we started with Diana Ross's hit on the RCA record label from 1981, reaching number 7, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we continue to feature Motown artists who had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the four tops from 1973, Ain't No Woman Like the One I've Got. Well, Ain't No Woman was written by Dennis Lambert and Brian Potter and is released on the ABC Dunhill record label, and it was taken from the four tops album called Keeper of the Castle. The song was originally recorded by the singing trio of Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, and it was released on their 1972 album called Hallway Symphony. Well, the Four Tops hit version was led by longtime singer Levi Stubbs and included special co-lead spots by the other Four Tops, Lawrence Payton, Obie Benson, and Duke Fakir, in that respective order during the song's chorus. The song explains the love a man feels for the woman he's in love with. Well, it was the Four Tops' second single release on ABC after leaving Motown in 1972, and the song became the most successful post-Motown top 40 hit, reaching number 4 on the United States pop singles charts. Here are the four tops right here on Motown Memories.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun. Have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
She don't ask for things, no damn reason.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
The one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down I'm going. Put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be surprised if my love keeps growing.
It keeps growing.
Bigger every minute that she stays away. I would kiss the ground she walks on, 'cause it's my world.
Best man. really do your thing.
Oh yeah. It's got a neon sign outside that says, come in and take a look at your man. You'd be surprised what you might find.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. Oh yeah. Just cross the track. People, I'm talking about.
Temptations, the long version of Psychedelic Shack. That was a 6 minute and 22 second version taken from the album called Psychedelic Soul, and it reached number 7 in the United States pop charts for 1970, and it was out with the Four Tops, released on the Dunhill ABC record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and so far this hour we've featured 5 different Motown artists who had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the 6th artist and the least successful artist that they left Motown, Mary Wells. Well, the song coming up, Use Your Head, is a soulful pop single written by Barrett Strong, who had his own top 40 song called Money on the Motown record label way back in 1960. The song was also written by Wade Flemings and the Dells' Chuck Barksdale. The song itself showcases the narrator telling her lover to think before he made some costly decisions based on advice given to him by one of his best friends. Hence the song title, Use Your Head. Well, the song was the only successful post-Motown single that Mary Wells ever had. Quite frankly, she was given some very bad advice from her then-husband to leave the Motown record label and sign to 20th Century Fox. The song only registered at number 34 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and number 13 on the Rhythm and Blues chart. Well, here is Mary Wells, Use Your Head, right here on Motown Blues.
Love you gone from me.
Martha Vandellas, a catchy tune, Come and Get These Memories. That reached number 29 in the United States Billboard charts in 1963, and that was their first top 40 song. And we start with Mary Wells on the 20th Century record label, reaching number 34 from 1965, Use Your Head. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 40 song at the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.